You mentioned having a fireplace. Where did the smoke go in this?
Well, it just went out. We'd pop it, keep a backlog there. And we'd get around that fire. That was the only way we could keep warm. In the cold nights, why he'd put on some extra logs, you know, and then he'd take a shovel and throw ashes on that mm-hmm. backlog, he called them.
Mm-hmm.
They had andirons, you know.
Uh-huh. What did you call the bottom of your fireplace? The stone?
Hearth. It's brick, made out of brick, ours was.
Oh.
It's hearth. The hearth, uh-huh. we call it.
Did your father make this? Or?
No. This man helped him build the house, Port Jennings and him,
uh-huh.
built that. And they built the flue and in the kitchen, while the back of the fireplace made a big shelf in the kitchen. And the stove pipe went in that flue, you know, fireplace
mm-hmm.
flue. It didn't ever smoke. It was a real mm-hmm. nice fireplace. And we kept, that's the only heat in the world we had in the house was that fireplace.
Well, I'll be darned.
And the kitchen range. Kitchen stove, and it's on the north side of the house. It's real cold, that kitchen thing. Many a morning, my father would always awaken me. He was real nice to my mother. I don't think there was ever a day in her life that he didn't, every time he came in the house, he'd pat her on the back and tell her what a sweet brown eyed girl.
Oh, my goodness.
He always, and after he was gone, that was what she missed, that pat on the back. He'd come in and tell her what a sweet brown-eyed girl she was.
Mm.
And
what a thoughtful man.
Yeah, he sure was. That was one thing. He was real. He never gave her very much, only that. She never had a sink in her house, running water or anything, but she was content with what she had.
You know, there are many, many women in this world today who would trade all they have for that pat on the back from their
that
home.
That pat on the back.
I guess the divorce courts are full of them.
I don't think that there's ever a day that I remember in my life that he didn't compliment her. And anything she cooked, she could even burn the beans and he'd say he liked them that way. He always complimented her. Huh. That's about all she got.
Did you have pictures up over your fireplace?
Oh, yes, we had. They had a lot of pictures and little wall pockets.
Mm-hmm.
Calendars in those days, we get lots of calendars, you see.
Yeah.
And of course, after I began to grow up, I tried to keep flowers there. Apple blossoms was my main flower. I thought was very pretty, and peach blossoms.
Oh, they are nice, aren't they? Did you have an orchard?
Yes, we had an orchard in the bottom there, an apple orchard. And that was real hard work, keeping the crabgrass out of it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you kept the soil clean, huh?
Yeah, after we'd hoe all day in the field, we would go and hoe a middle out. My father would do the chores. She'd tell us all get our hoe and come down there and mm-hmm. hoe that middle out. One middle, we had seven middles, they called them,
mm-hmm.
that the cultivator couldn't get to. We had crops planted in the orchard, you know,
mm-hmm.
like cotton or something between the trees. We had all the fruit we could eat. Raised lots of garden, lots of chickens. We had all we wanted to eat. We didn't buy. I can't ever remember when I was at home ever buying a loaf of bread from the store.
Well, what would you call bread that you bought from the store?
Well, they call it bread, but we didn't buy any of those things. My mother baked her bread.
What kind of bread did she bake?
Well, she usually baked biscuits, but in later years, she baked light bread. But she was a came from the South, you know. She was born in Mississippi.
Oh.
Biscuits. Many a time I broke the ice on buttermilk and made biscuits. She had a wooden boat that we'd sift flour in and make our biscuits in that wooden boat.
Mm.
I'd like to have it nowadays, but it's gone.